Come see the Train Chimp, the Matt McNeil Show with the aggressive progressive Matt McNeil, 3 p.m. weekday afternoons right here on the Shaw 101.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
It's the first ever meeting between the Badgers and the Lions from Lindenwood here. The series opener between the at the Kohl Center here tonight. National anthem underway. Opening faceoff comes your way next. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big? Win big. Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Near center ice, he'll fire one towards the net and scores!
And scores!
Big close save, he snatches it out of the air. Works to the Lobo, shoots and scores! 2-on-1, but I think he's low on gas. Puck gets it to Caulfield. Caulfield shoots and scores! Mark Caulfield, Badgers win! What a finish! What a game!
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Medicine and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
And indeed, the puck is dropped and we are underway. Our opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. It's the first ever meeting between the Badgers and the Lions from Lindenwood here at the Kohl Center on what is a great day for hockey. It sure feels like it outside indeed. Lindmark in for the Badgers, a centering pass to Bantle right through the slot. Just couldn't tap it home. Lions will get it out to center ice and all the way back into the Badger end where Anthony Kerr will track it down. Lions in their first line change. Kerr peels away and regroups, giving it off to Jugnauth in his own zone. They play catch, and now Kerr looks ahead. Plays at the center ice, tipped in by Bantle, and he'll head off on a change as the Badgers get it in deep.
Now I watched the first line, and for the first time I looked down at their statistics for Lindenwood. David Gagnon already has 15 points. Well, in 12 games.
They also have players with a lot of penalties and penalty minutes. They lead the NCAA in penalties this season. So there's a chance we could see a Quartz power play or two for the Badgers here this weekend. As the Lions get it into the Badger zone, puck is poked loose. Vorlicki taps it behind his own net but turns it over. And that allows the Lions to get control of it along the near boards, but only momentarily. Dug loose by Vorlicki behind his own net. Plays it ahead to DeSaint-Fowl. He's bumped from behind and knocked down to the ice. Kept in by Johannes for the visitors. Strong move. Jugnauth riding his player down to the ice and getting the puck out to center ice. At least to clear the zone, but only momentarily, in a break, in a backhand, and a goal as they beat Kyle McClellan. Lindenwood grabs the early lead on a backhand by Caleb Price, who snuck in and slid the backhander past McClellan.
Caleb Price ends up holding his ground at the blue line, which was not what you would tell a defenseman to do, but there was a turnover. Jugnauth kind of got the puck, and it laid free between him and his partner, and the next thing you know, it's a two-on-one, and his partner got hung out to dry, so give a big nod of approval to Caleb Price, number 16, from the New Jersey. He's from Hackensack.
Caleb Price from Hooksett in New Hampshire, isn't
Hooksett.
That? Hooksett.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was from Hackensack.
Yeah,
well,
that's
sorry.
Good enough. Yeah, he came right down the middle and, like, parting of the Red Seas, split the Badger defenders, pulled it to his backhand on the near side, and the left-hander flipped it home. And like last weekend when the Badgers had to rally and face some adversity against Long Island, they'll have to do so here tonight against Lindenwood as the Badgers dump it in, and it's stopped by Trent Burnham between the pipes for the Lions. This is his seventh start of the season, a 4.02 goals against average. He's got 40 or more saves in three games this year, including 45 saves last Friday in the win at Army 2-1. Badgers get it into the offensive zone. Jack Anderson for the Lions will play it to the near side, and they break it out to center ice. Through the neutral zone and dumping into the Badgers zone. Cage Sturger plays it deep, stopped by McClellan, and now the Badgers will try to get it out. Lotch ahead to Erdahl, gets it to center ice, tipped in by Stang, and he'll hustle after it on the forecheck. Just about 3 minutes gone by here in the opening period. The Badgers trail it 1-0.
And they're giving up a 3-on-2 right away.
Played towards McClellan. He'll steer it aside. Luckily for him, there was David Gagnon was right there looking for the rebound, but the Badgers able to clear it. And at center ice, Prody will dump it in for Lindenwood. They're on top, 1-0. Badgers staying with it. Looks, gives it to Erdahl. Right over the motion W, brings it in the offensive zone. Zach Erdahl on his forehand side. A wraparound attempt that goes right through the blue paint, and Stang was there on the near side, but it went between his legs. Vorlicki will keep it in. Off to Lindmark, who plays it back to Vorlicki. Long wrist shot from the blue line, goes wide, and then a sharp angle rebound, and they score! Erdahl ties the game at one.
Is this going to be its 9-8? One of those 9-8 games?
Could be. It was like a pinball as it came off the boards finding,
yeah,
Zach Erdahl.
It was, and Vorlicki was looking for anybody to touch it in front. Stang didn't touch it. Their defenseman didn't touch it. Came straight out to Erdahl, and he went top shelf for his, what, third goal in three nights?
Third goal in three games. You like it when one of the questions on the pregame show to the head coach is about getting a certain guy going offensively and what he can bring to the table, and then he steps up, as Zach Erdahl did there, and the game is tied at one. Badgers will play it in deep into the offensive zone. Now that they've got the equalizer, trying to get their first lead. Squirts out to center ice. DeSaint-Fowl tripped up from behind. And in fact, the first penalty call of the weekend is going to come on the Lions. Kluwin's in over the line. His shot is blocked.
Oh, Lord.
Lamaster tripped up at the blue line. Kluwin's will retreat into the center ice zone.
had the puck taken off his stick, the empty net behind him, but that's because of the delayed penalty call. And the Badgers, 4 minutes into this contest, will get a Quartz power play.
Well, it'll be interesting because that was not the type of penalty that I think that Lindenwood is guilty of taking on a regular basis. They're so big and so physical that you would expect that it would be a little more than a stick your stick underneath the skates of the Badger player and take a tripping call. But regardless, Bucky's on the power play.
It's a Quartz power play for the Badgers. Jugnauth with it in the offensive zone. Snaps a pass off DeSaint Fall on the near side. Plays it back to Jugnauth inside the blue line. DeSaint Fall will zip it cross ice to Kuhlman's. Down low, got a man there. Bantle tries to go between his legs. Puck is loose. DeSaint Fall pokes it onto them. And finally, it's covered up by Trent Burnham.
Oh, boy.
I think all three Badger forwards down low had a chance at that one at some point.
Corson caught it on his forehand, tried to pull it to his backhand, and it goes out in front. At that point in time, Brock Caulfield had a point-blank shot. And then as you looked at it again, you'll see that Jacques DeSaint, or Jacques. Maddie, sorry, Jock. Matty DeSaint Fall had a crack at it also.
Off the faceoff, Kuhlman's along the near board looking for some help. He'll play it back to Jugnauth just inside the line. Flips a pass over to DeSaint Fall along the far boards. Down low to Bantle in tight quarters, and he risks this one just wide of the net. That time he didn't try to go between the legs with it. Had plenty of time to turn around, and now Bantle's got it again in the blue paint and snaps a wrist shot over top of the net and wide. Well, he's getting some chances, and he's in very close on this power play.
Yeah.
Just hasn't been able to put it home yet.
You got to thread the needle from in tight like that. That's a difficult task.
I was going to say, there was a delayed offside call that finally came. I think Lindenwood had the puck for a second or two in the zone before they finally blew the whistle as everybody was staring around going, that is clearly offside.
Yes. Even with my bad eyesight from up here, I could tell that was not a good call by the official. A little tardy, I think, on the call.
Badger power play 5-for-45 this season, just over 11%. 51st in the NCAA. Last weekend, they were 1-for-8 against Long Island. And Erdahl, who had that power play goal, has the puck now in the offensive zone. Zach has it taken off his stick, but it'll go down low. Stramel gets it to Gorniak, back to Stramel, around the boards it goes, comes back towards the point where Dexheimer holds it. Gives it off to Erdahl along the near board. Tried to send it to Stramel down low. It was a little wide of him, but the Badgers get control of it. It'll come back to Dexheimer inside the blue line. He'll shoot from the point. That's blocked out front. Chopped at and goes high into the air and back into the Badger zone. And Erdahl will have to retreat and gather it up.
Kind of a desperation shot by Dexheimer. I'm not sure that he wanted to take that one very much.
Like last weekend against Long Island, this Lindenwood team blocks a lot of shots and clogs the net in the slot area. In fact, when the coaches were watching the video before, this one clip where it seemed like there was eight Lindenwood players in the net area. So Erdahl brings it in over the blue line and lets a wrist shot go that whistles just wide of the net. Dexheimer collects it out at center ice. Nice cross-ice pass. We'll find Jack Gorniak. Gorniak brings it in, slides it to Erdahl, looking for some help as he peels off along the near boards. Instead, he loses the puck, and it's sent all the way down the ice by Johannes.
He called for it and wanted it, but I don't think he realized that there was a Lindenwood player ready to attack him as soon as he got it.
Penalty is over. Both teams back at five skaters aside. 13:50 to go in the first period. Already a 1-1 game. Bantle at the blue line tries a little spinorama. I think he put himself and every Badger forward offside. They regroup, though, get it in, but not deep, just over the line. And it'll be dumped back into the Badger zone. Bouncing around, Bantle tips it to Mersch. He'll play it towards the middle to Stang, who collects it. Drop pass for Mersch. Mersch lets the wrist shot
Good
go
job.
Right on. Blocker save made by Burnham that goes up and out of play off the netting.
Nice play. It's a legitimate 3-on-3, but Mersch finds himself wide open on a nice little dump back pass by Stang, and I'm impressed at how this line, the chemistry on this line in particular, seems to really be showing itself.
Hey Badgers fans, today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And clearly, Cleary Building Corp, we protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Off the faceoff, Lindmark fell down on top of the puck, allows the Lions to get control of it and get it out to center ice. But it's picked off there, bounces around, and finally finds Kyle Jefferstick, who brings it in over the zone. A centering pass comes back towards Jeffers. It's tipped, but goes wide of the net. Jeffers will poke it back towards the blue line. It's sent back his direction, and the Badgers finally get it out to center ice. Collected by Caleb Price. He has the goal for Lindenwood. He'll play it deep into the Badger zone. Lemaster tracks it down behind his own net, plays it off the boards back the other direction to Vorlicki, ahead to Horbach. He's pinned up against the wall, gets it to Vorlicki, kicks it from his skate to his stick, able to at least just get it out to center ice, and Caleb Price brings it back in for Lindenwood. Price on his backhand takes it down low below the goal line, tries a centering pass, that hits the skate. Lemaster will play it towards the glass, it goes up and off the netting. And so a faceoff in the Badgers zone with the 12:40 mark here, period number one, 1-1 our score.
Listed as a right-handed or left-handed defenseman playing on the right side, Caleb Price seems to spend a lot of time down below the circles as an offensive defenseman.
Very, very aggressive. Tony Granato mentioned that this team likes to send everybody. They will be very aggressive, whether it's on the forecheck or their defenseman helping out there on the offensive end, that they like to try to score some goals, that's for sure, and put some pressure on the opposition. Their first year in Division One had a lot of success. Our head coach Rick Zombo has been there since 2010. As Ian mentioned on the pregame show, he played at the University of North Dakota. He and Tony Granato had some history playing a season against each other in the collegiate ranks and then as teammates with the World Junior team. Play continues in the Badger zone. Lotch trying to reach for it. He'll poke it ahead along the boards. DeSaint Falls backhand pass is picked off. Comes to Lotch. His backhand clearing attempt is denied. Played behind the net. Kuhlemans is there. He'll backhand it. It misses the glass and goes up and out of play. And there'll be a faceoff in the Badger zone. Now 12:09 to go in the first.
That would have been a minor penalty in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, it was not tipped. He had it on the backhand, and it went clearly right up into the stands.
He just tried to get it high off the glass so that the defenseman would have trouble handling it, but to no avail.
This Lindenwood team, not their first series against a Big Ten foe. They lost to start the season at Minnesota. They were swept 4-0 and 6-4. After this series here against the Badgers, they are at Denver. We'll play Vermont, North Dakota, and then Long Island, who the Badgers just saw last weekend here at the Kohl Center. A centering pass by Caulfield doesn't connect with DeSaint Fall, and Lindenwood will clear it out
here
to center.
Here they go, 2-on-1.
Counterattack, a chance on a 2-on-1. Man right up front, but the wrist shot whistles off Johannes' stick and goes wide of the net and all the way back into the Lindenwood zone.
Third forward for the Badgers has got to be more cognizant of the fact that there's people up the ice, in particular the offside defenseman.
Johannes had Cade Desfani with him on his right side, but elected to shoot, and thankfully for the Badgers, missed the net. Gorniak with it at center ice, gets it in over the line. He's got a man with him in Lucius. Gorniak goes hard to the net and tries to slide a backhander that's poked just wide of the net on the near side. Pinching in is Jugnauth, and here comes a chance for a two-on-two rush the other way for Lindenwood. A big hit by Kerr dislodges the puck from the forward, and the Badgers take over control. Stramo with it in his own zone, right up the middle, trying to avoid one check. The second one he can't get away from, and is knocked off the puck and dumped right back into the Badgers zone. Stopped by McClellan behind his cage. He'll give it off to Jugnauth along the near boards. Jugnauth, cross-ice pass in the air, goes right past Lucius. That was about a one in a million chance he was going to knock that one down. And instead, it'll be an icing call here on the Badgers.
Well, in actuality, Cruz Lucius might be the only guy that could have knocked that one down.
Yeah.
He's got a good set of mitts.
He did go for a guy that's got the good hand-eye coordination. Indeed. 1-1 our score here between the Badgers and Lindenwood as we near the midway point of the opening period of play. Badgers coming off winning two games against Long Island last weekend. They faced some adversity, rallied, and won in overtime on Saturday, trying to build on that success here this weekend. Jugnauth in his own zone will play it softly off the far boards ahead to Stang. He zips a cross ice pass onto the tape of Gorniak. In over the line, he'll peel away from a check, and then Jack spins around, tries to dump it deep. He's denied. It's sent all the way back to the Badger end, and icing is the call as Dexheimer gets back to touch up.
Frustrating play for Gorniak. Frustrating last two shifts. Gets a near break. He had a two-on-one, and he elects to pull it to his backhand and try and tip it past the goaltender. This time he gets into the zone clean. He thinks there's nothing between him and his teammate, and sure enough, bang, it goes off of the Lindenwood player and results in a faceoff down the other end.
Badgers come back on the attack. Erdahl in over the zone. Plays it to Mersch, who steered it wide of the net. Lindenwood trying to get out, but Stang pinching in, disrupts the flow, keeps it in the offensive zone. Stang's got some help, gets it down to Erdahl down low. Sharp angle, he lifts one up on top of the shoulder, but it bounces off Burnham and goes up wide of the net. Held at the line by Dexheimer. On his backhand along the near boards, he'll play it down below the goal line. Mersch is there trying to shield off the check from behind. Stang as well, and he'll take the puck. A backhand pass,
ooh, right,
bounces around, and it'll go all the way back into the Badger zone. Stopped by McClellan as he leaves it off for Dexheimer. Both teams in the middle of a change. 9:40 to go in the opening period of play. 1-1 our score. Badgers with 7 shots on goal to 3 for Lindenwood. Borlicki sets up behind his own cage, waiting for everyone to make the change, and now they break out. Gets a decent ball and through the neutral zone, tried to dump it in deep. Couldn't do so, but then another turnover, and it's tipped back into the offensive zone by LeMaster. LeMaster retreats back into his own zone to get the puck. Ahead to Bantle. Bantle in over the blue line. He's checked up against the boards, can't control the puck. Back and forth we go, each team with chances, turning it over. It looks like we'll have some flow and some action either way. Badgers with a delayed penalty call coming on them as the wrist shot goes wide and then goes all the way back to center ice, and they'll regroup, will the Lions here, and get set up as Prouty in his own zone. We'll send it cross-ice to Yakimichuk.
It's going to be an interference call against Kerr because he stepped into that man as he thought he was going to get the puck.
Prouty in over the Badgers zone. Try to backhand pass that's tipped by Lindmark, and so that brings the whistle and the first power play of the evening for Lindenwood in a 1-1 game. Looks like they're going to take a timeout, and we will as well. 1-1 our score. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Leo.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's 4 generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, features, and updates. Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more. A power play for Lindenwood here, just beyond the midway point of the first period in a 1-1 game, and this will be an interesting matchup. Lindenwood comes in with a very successful power play this season. They converted it over 25%, 13th best in the NCAA. Well, the Badgers' penalty kill unit has been improving as of late, and they were a perfect 8-for-8 last weekend against Long Island. Badgers get the initial draw and send it all the way back into the Lindenwood zone. A turnover, Horbach right out front with a wrist shot from close range, and he's denied by Burnham. This combination of Horbach and Lindmark has been very good on the penalty kill for the Badgers, each of them with a shorthanded tally last weekend. Lindenwood finally dumps it into the Badgers' zone. Around the boards it goes. All 3 Badgers in there intently trying to dig it loose. Horbach just watching from out front. Nobody can emerge with the puck. 6 players all convene a little mini town hall. Finally, it's controlled by Jeffers for Lindenwood as they set up the power play here. And now has 1:05 remaining in the man advantage. Around the perimeter it goes to the far side and back to the point. Caleb Price, the goal scorer for Lindenwood, will play it to the near side as they set it up.
Ooh.
They go through the slot on the far side, controlled by Lindenwood. Kyle Jeffers being harassed. It'll squirt to the near side. Gagnon will track it down. A centering pass out front, bounces around, comes back to Price, who fakes the shot. A one-timer from the far side, and that is blocked up front off the stick of Kyle Jeffers. Badgers get control of it. Lindmark will finally play it all the way down the ice, and the Badgers can get a change. 35 seconds remaining in the interference call.
Minute and a half of good penalty killing. In fact, superior penalty killing by, as you mentioned, Horbach and Lindmark. Spent a lot of time in the offensive zone, just about as much as they did in the defensive zone.
Badger penalty kill unit, which struggled the first 5 or 6 games for the year, had picked up the pace here the last 4 or 5. They get a turnover in their own zone, and Mersch gets control of it. He's got a man with him in Sting. Long wrist shot by Mersch, whistles it right on net. Burnham makes the save. He'll glove it down and toss it behind his own net. Prouty almost turned it over, and finally the Lions do break it out of their own zone. Penalty is over, however. Now LeMaster out of the box. Badgers back at full strength as Luke races over to his own bench. And Malmquist jumps out on there to join this Badger unit. Malmquist trying to get control of it, has it now. He'll play a cross-ice pass onto the stick of Kuhlemans through the neutral zone. Horsen in over the line, stops, lost it off his forehand as he put on the brakes looking for some late help coming, and that sends the Lions the other way. They turn it right over for a moment at center ice and get it right back.
And Kuhlemans was part of that transition too.
Good effort on the back check to break it up from Jack Anderson. A turnover, Malmquist, and a shot and a goal by Brock Caulfield. A one-timer, and the Badgers had the lead at 2-1.
Well, an unfortunate turn of events because it was a very significant turnover, to say the least, and I thought for sure that you were going to see Malmquist pull the trigger on that one because he saw the defenseman turn towards Brock, but he laid it out there on Brock on his forehand, and bang, it's in the back of the net. Good job.
For Brock Caulfield, his fourth of the season, a senior out of Stevens Point. The fifth-year senior has got the Badgers in front now at 2-1 here with 6:05 and counting in the period. Cruz Lucius into the offensive zone, takes it behind the net, looking for some help. Badgers trying to add to their advantage, gets it to Gorniak, who shoots it off the side of the net. Gorniak hustling after it, gets control of it on his backhand along the near boards. He'll play it down below the goal line to Lucius. Lucius fumbles it momentarily, gets it back. Lucius spins around, directs it towards the front of the net, but it's picked off. And Lindenwood with a chance to try to clear. Around the boards to the near side, they'll skate it out to center ice. As Kiernan Ruschinski gets it out, logging it out to center ice. And just in front of the Badger bench, it's dumped into the Wisconsin zone by Cage Sturzer. Around the boards it goes, comes all the way to Gorniak at the far blue, the near blue line side. But Sturzer hustles back to break that up and get control of the puck. Sturzer then loses it. Stramel is out there on the forecheck. Controlled, though, by Lindenwood. They play it around the boards. Adam Conquest, what a great hockey name. Adam Conquest rings it around the boards, and now Conquest has it at center ice. He'll flip a soft backhander that doesn't get deep and put it right into the body of the Badgers. Dexheimer, Bantle in over the line. He'll play it hard off the boards on the back wall. Horbach on the forecheck on the far side. Good work there along the far boards. Gets control of it. Jack's pass finally finds Bantle. Cutting towards the middle. It's chopped at and goes wide net by Lindmark. His wraparound attempt is then denied as well. Owen will play the backhand pass back to Kerr inside the blue line. Long wrist shot through traffic. That goes off the back wall. Jugnauth from the near side throws it well wide of the net. Held by Kerr. Around the boards it goes to Bantle behind the net. He's pinned up against the wall. A backhand centering pass comes through the slot. Kerr from the top of the... Ooh. Just inside the Big Ten logo. That's a wrist shot that the netminder never saw. There are a lot of bodies in front, but it whistled off the glass. Kerr will disrupt the flow at center ice.
Look out.
Bring it in over the blue line, but he's knocked down to the ice. And a chance for a 3-on-2 the other way. Lindwood brings it in over the zone. A backhand attempt is sent just wide of the net. Zach Augie with a chance there for Lindenwood. Badgers Mersch in over the line. Puts on the brakes on the near boards. Sends it back to Vorlicki looking for some help. Michael take it all the way to the far side on his forehand. A centering pass goes right through the slot. There were three Badgers all right in that slot. And I think at least three or four Lindenwood Lions as well. There was a lot of traffic there. Somehow the puck got through all of them.
Went through all of them and went to the place where Vorlicki should have been.
Vorlicki gets it in over the line right now. He's knocked off. The puck staying on the forecheck causes a turnover. It finds its way back to Erdahl, but he couldn't control. It squirts out to center ice, and Zach has it now. The sophomore out of Eau Claire plays the backhand pass to the far side. Shot faked by Mersch, and then he shoots it, and that's blocked. Lindenwood with a chance to get it out to center ice. Gagnon gets it out. It's dumped into the Badgers zone by Finnegan. Ryan Finnegan hustling after it on the forecheck. He's tied up along the near boards. Puck will squirt along the boards. Stang is there to give support along with Lodge. Neither one can get control of the puck. Finnegan with a centering pass comes out high in the slot, and a save is made by Kyle McClellan. And a big one there for the Badgers as he turns aside. Kiernan Ruschinski.
Nice save. He held his ground. He followed the puck all the way out to the top of the circles. The guy one-timed it, but he was out on the top of the net, or out on top of the blue area, excuse me. Very good frontal position, and it was going to take a really good shot to beat him from there.
Hey, Badger fans, get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. 2-1 our score. Badgers on top here late in the first period, now 3 minutes and counting. Lindenwood in the offensive zone, but it's taken away by DeSaint Fall. Can't get it out of the zone. And finally, Hunter Johannes just brings it out to center himself for the Lions. It's wristed in right on the pad. Save made by Kyle McClellan as he kicks it aside. From the blue line, shot attempt is denied and knocked the stick right out of Kabor Dunn's hands. Here comes Malmquist the other way. His wrist shot is deflected and goes over top of the net and off the netting. Kiernan Rushinski hustling back on the back check.
Good little push away from the defenseman. The defenseman from Lindenwood had no idea there was somebody behind him, and when they turned the puck over, Malmquist was gone. Great feed pass. I think it was by Brock Caulfield, if I'm not mistaken. Nice little feed pass, dumped up the middle. Unfortunately, Liam didn't have the step that he thought he had, and it gets deflected out of play.
11-5 shots on goal advantage for the Badgers. Lions control off the faceoff and get it out to center ice. Long lead pass gets behind the Badgers defense. Ryan Finnegan brought it in over the line. Badgers come back to disrupt the flow and turn it over. Gorniak with it along the near boards. He's pinned up against the walls. He tries a pass. Gorniak hustling after, tried to get past Finnegan. He couldn't do so. Kerr throws a check just inside his own zone, gets the puck, plays it ahead to Gorniak, and Jack hustling ahead at center ice, gets around the defenseman and Price. Loses control of the puck, however, and Lindenwood takes over. Well, we're seeing end-to-end action and lots of scoring chances. I have a feeling, Ian, 2-1 will not be our final score here tonight if you're placing a wager on that one. Long cross-ice pass finds Jack Gorniak. Gorniak drops it back for Lucius. A wrist shot that whistles over top of the net, and the netminder Trent Burnham went down, ducked his head, threw up his glove, and then was happy to hear the sound of the glass as the puck whistled past him.
May very well have decapitated the young man had it hit him.
Vorlicki in his own zone for Wisconsin, cranks it up from behind the net, takes it out to the far side. He'll bring it out to center ice, gains the red line, and then flips it high into the air. Cruz Lucius, the first one there in the forecheck. Along the near boards, has it taken off his stick, lobbed out to center ice, pass Lotch, as he has to hustle back in his own zone. McClellan is right there, has to finally put the glove down on it. He was hoping to draw an icing call, but with 1:20 to go and a forechecker coming right on top of him, didn't want to take any chances.
Very, very good play in the sense that, you know, you've only got one defenseman really back. The other one is kind of lollygagging in. So McClellan sees the situation, uses his head, makes the play. It'll work.
Badgers have 12 shots on goal. They're on pace to probably keep up with what Lindenwood has seen most of the season. They've allowed just over 43 shots on goal per game this season. Bantle in over the offensive blue line for the Badgers. Trying to get it to a teammate, can't do so, has it taken off his stick. But Andy Willis can't clear the zone. Bantle centering pass, finds the slot, but played away by the Lions as they get it up to center. DeStefani gets it in over the line. They have to touch up on a delayed offside call. That allows the Badgers here in the final minute to get control of it. And an unforced error as Horbach sends it all the way down the ice for an icing call.
Yeah, it was just a, should have been a nice stick-to-stick pass, but Bantle was in full flight. And then you turn around and now you have a defensive zone face-off instead of an offensive zone face-off with 52.5 left. Every face-off, first minute and last minute of the period, is a momentum changer.
Face-off to the left of Kyle McClellan. Seeing some action after Jared Moe had been playing quite a bit, including both games last weekend against Long Island. Lotch controls off the face-off. He'll lob it high into the air, all the way down into the Lindenwood zone. A turnover as Horbach will go after it on the forecheck. Delivers the shoulder, gets control of the puck. Snaps it back to the blue line to Lotch. Trying to get away from the defender watching him. Gives it off to Horbach, who takes it to the middle. On his forehand, has to peel away. Back towards the middle, just inside the line, gets it to Lotch. Lotch trying to get around the line, watching him closely. Lotch from a sharp angle. That one is denied by Burnham. And here, Lindenwood will play it out to center ice, and they'll
into
have
the crowd.
Into the crowd, so it'll go back into the Lindenwood zone as they stop the Lions from heading off on a change.
And very nicely, the young lady who ended up getting hit turned around and gave it to probably about an 8-year-old boy. He's grinning ear to ear. And nobody was hurt on the play.
Lindenwood has given up 2 goals so far in this contest. They're last in the NCAA. And giving up 51 goals so far this season. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers with just 22.2 on the clock. Badgers leading it 2-1. DeSt. Fall jumps in trying to get the puck. Can't do so. The Lions will get it to the boards and just over the blue line. Hits off Kuhlemans. Waits for his teammates to touch up. I don't know if he waited long enough, but he fired it right in on net. And the save was made by Burnham. Caulfield trying to get it on the forecheck, can't do so. It's played out to center ice where Kuhlemans picks off the pass. And as you can tell, he did not connect with DeSt. Fall, and so icing will be the call here on the home team.
Yeah, pay attention to the clock. I know it's tough to do when you're thinking all offense like Corson Kuhlman's does, but you get into a situation where even 1.2 seconds is a dangerous time. I'm not sure who's taking the draw. It's Brock Caulfield. Tie your man up, Brock.
Badgers, one of the best teams in college hockey in the faceoff circle. And Caulfield does tie his man up, goes right down onto his knees to block any shot attempt towards the net. As the horn sounds, ending the first period of play, and the Badgers head to the locker room after trailing 1-0 to start this one. They've got a 2-1 advantage. Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report coming your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Hey Badger fans, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Badgers off to a good start here with a 2-1 lead over Lindenwood. Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report comes your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Snow likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 13, winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 21, cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 3 above. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Back inside the Kohl Center for our Ho-Chunk first intermission report, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Seeing the Badgers face a little adversity, falling behind 1-0 there, but they were able to rally for not only two goals, but had plenty of chances that they could have added a few more there in that opening 20 minutes.
The thing that comes to mind is that I can't believe how, I shouldn't say lucky, maybe the outworking, I'm not sure, but every time that Lindenwood thinks they're coming out of the zone relatively clear, all of a sudden somebody from the Badgers is right behind them or putting a stick in a passing lane and intercepting a pass. And there have been a lot of turnovers by the Lindenwood defensemen as they're trying to make their way up the ice, and the Badgers have been able to capitalize. And the one thing that I saw that really stuck out to me is that once there was a turnover, the Badgers were very aggressive. They went down their throats as quickly as they possibly could. And I would be interested to see how many times they should have shot instead of pass,
yeah,
because there were several very good passing plays that didn't result in goals but may have resulted in goals if they would have made one pass and a shot instead of two passes and a shot.
We heard Tony Granato on the pregame show tell us that one way that they wanted to counter Lindenwood's aggressiveness was to be aggressive themselves and keep the puck down in the other team's zone and attack the defenseman, something they did in that first period. We'll have the stats for you and get you ready for period number two when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Save big money during the last 11% off in 2022. Take advantage and save on Mastercraft doors. Mastercraft has the best in-stock selection of doors, including interior and exterior doors. Design your own with our door designer, in-store or online. Plus, get free shipping to the store in approximately 7 days. All Mastercraft interior and exterior doors are 11% off. Good through November 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Our Ho-Chunk first intermission report continues here from the Kohl Center. Shots on goal in that first period. Badgers with 13. The Lions of Lindenwood, five power plays in that first period. Each team with one power play. Badgers putting three shots on net, but neither team able to convert on the man advantage. It was Caleb Price getting the Lions on the board at the 142 mark, his third of the season. But then it was Zach Erdahl with his third and even strength tally for the Badgers, his third goal in three games, as Ian mentioned. And then Brock Caulfield, another guy that's good news to see him get on the score sheet for the Badgers as well.
Yeah, 100%. When you're strong up the center and you're getting goal production from fifth-year seniors like Brock Caulfield, things are starting to go the right way.
For Caulfield, his fourth of the season, and that's where we stand at the 2-1 mark. Saves in that first period. Kyle McClellan, 4 for the Badgers. Trent Burnham with 11 for the Lions of Lindenwood. Period number 2 coming your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win 2 tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Teams have returned to the ice, and we are getting set for period number 2 here between the Badgers and the Lindenwood Lions in their team's first ever meeting. Badgers leading it 2-1 here after 20 minutes of action.
I mean, they say there's growing pains in a brand new program, but the fact that they only get to play 4 home games in their schedule, that's got to be, got some bus legs.
If you don't know, Lindenwood near the St. Louis area. Rick Zombo, their head coach, longtime NHL player, played for both Detroit and St. Louis, has been coaching there since 2010. Team had some success in the ACHA.
Club Hockey Association.
Yeah, they won the 2016 and 22 national championships. Puck is dropped. We are underway here with period number 2. Daniel Lotch will play it ahead at center ice to Bantle. Bantle in over the line, got a man with him, couldn't get it to him. Has it knocked off his stick. Instead, it'll be played out to center ice by Ryan Finnegan. Badgers Lotch controls it. He'll wrist it right back in as the Badgers get onside and get their first line change here. Bantle delivers a check in the offensive zone, and instead it's Bantle who takes the worst of it, and Carson going down to the ice. DeSaint Paul holds it at the line, trying to hustle to it, gets it on his stick. On the forehand from the slot, a wrist shot right on, and Bantle was there for the rebound but couldn't get his stick on it as he was tied up along the far post. At center ice, or right at the blue line, Bantle tips it, deflecting the pass, gets it into the offensive zone, and then he heads off on a change. Around the boards it goes. Kerr pitching in, can't get to it, but it's found by DeSaint Paul. He'll go cross to the middle to Malmquist. Malmquist drops a backhand pass to Caulfield, who lets a wrist shot go. That's deflected. Bounces right off the chest Burnham, and the save is made. Lindenwood having some trouble getting it out of the zone. Malmquist reaches for it. Puck bounces high up in the air, and finally Malmquist follows up on it. He's denied on his first attempt. Puck goes behind the net. Lindenwood has it, a chance to try to clear the zone, but can't do so right away as Drew Kuzma was there and couldn't find an opening. It's held at the line by DeSaint Fall. Around the boards it goes, collected by Malmquist below the goal line. A centering pass finds Kuhlman's right up front. He's denied on the wrist shot from short range right onto Trent Burnham. Good play by Malmquist.
A long shift for Lindenwood.
Malmquist has it now. Center ice right below us. Plays a pass to Cruz Lucius in over the line. Drops it for Kuhlman's to the middle. His wrist shot right on. His save is made. Rebound was loose. Kuhlman's almost followed up on it. And numbers the other way for Lindenwood as they brush out of the zone. Kuhlman's trying to hustle back to get in on this. A 3-on-2 and the shot rings right off the post, as you could probably hear in the background there off the stick of David Gagnon.
There's a reason that he scored as many goals as he has. He is wide open.
Anderson with a wrist shot for the Lions. Goes off the side of the cage. Puck bouncing around. McClellan on top of it. And then several players on top of him, including his teammate, Corson Kuhlman's.
Yeah, Kuhlman's knocked him over the back of the goaltender. Neither Lindenwood nor the Badgers having any problems with the situation. It was a pile up in front of the net. Untangle all the bodies and get them back together.
Kuhlman's a moment ago, very aggressive, had a couple of quality scoring chances indeed, but when you're denied from that close range and all three forwards are right down in the slot with you, it doesn't take long for an odd man rush to develop the other way as it did there for Lindenwood. At center ice, Stramel's backhand pass is picked off, pops up high into the air, brought in by Lindenwood just over the line, but Sturzer's checked off the puck. And now Jack Gorniak has it for the Badgers. Gorniak with a head of steam over the line. His wrist shot is deflected and goes up off the netting.
That would have been up in the ivory at Cubs Field.
Joe Prody, defenseman, was there to get his stick on it. He's a freshman out of Burnsville. 12 freshmen or sophomores on this Lindenwood roster playing tonight. Badgers have 9 freshmen or sophomores in the lineup here. So certainly a young group. Taking the draw will be Stramel for the Badgers. Out there with Gorniak and Lucius. Try to pull it back. Scooped up by Gorniak. He'll take it along the boards and below the goal line behind the net. Then he's ridden right to the wall. Ooh. And knocked off the puck.
That's a big boy, Jack.
Yeah, there's a couple of big Lindenwood players. We certainly saw that last weekend with Long Island as well. Badgers dump it right in, try to create a turnover behind the net. They do so. Puck is sent towards the net, but just flutters over the top of the net off of Stramel's stick. It was Trent Burnham, the netminder, trying to play it behind the net and turned it over. An icing call here on Lindenwood, so they'll go back to the line zone for a faceoff.
Yeah, I guess if there was one thing you were going to learn on that situation that just happened, Stamos out in front, he shoots at the open net, and then he goes for a public skate. What happened if there would have been another rebound?
Right.
He would have had his back on the play. Stop and start, young man.
Zach Audrey was jumping back in and trying to be a goalie himself. He a center trying to get into that open cage and deny the rebound attempt. LeMaster's shot from the point is blocked. It'll come back out to center ice where Verlicky gathers it in. Plays a backhander deep into the offensive zone. Stop behind the net by Burnham. Chance for Lindenwood to break it out. They
that
do so, but a heavy price and a big hit. Is that Dominic Mersch that laid
yep.
the wood? It was indeed.
And
pretty
it was
clean.
Yeah,
he turned and delivered it right into the sternum of the Lindenwood forward, Zach Augie, who we just mentioned a moment ago. And he gets over the bench and is being attended to.
Yeah, it looked like he hurt his right arm.
Stang keeps it in the zone along the far boards, but it's finally played out to center where Lotch collects it in front of the Lions bench. He'll wrist it hard off the glass into the zone. Officials ducking, everybody looking for cover. And I think they're going to say this one may have hit the netting just to the bottom part of it.
And the official is thankful that it hit the netting before it hit him.
In fact, it was he was all the way out just in front of the bench. So it was an icing call. I'm not sure he wristed that one with some serious heat. I don't know who that was going to be a pass for, but that was going to be a clear icing call.
Yeah, I don't think Daniel realized where he was because that was a dump in the opposite corner so that the offside forward could be the first one there. So
he was
what happens.
He was that one stride short of the center ice line, but a clear stride at that. As we got another look at the replay, and Dominic Mersch, the Badger forward, did definitely turn, put his shoulder right into the sternum. Not that it makes anybody feel any better that it was a clean hit, because it was a painful hit. And in fact, Dominic Mersch is being attended to on the Badger bench. He might have gotten a cut along his right ear or neck area. when he turned to his right to deliver that check. Stoppage and a faceoff out at center ice. 16:05 to go in the second period. Badgers on top of Lindenwood, 2-1.
They've had good sustained pressure. Their shots are up to 19-5.
Off the faceoff, controlled by the Lions at center ice, right in front of the Badger bench, though. Lotch delivers a check that causes a turnover. Malmquist scoops up the puck, takes it back into his own zone. Kuhlemans collects the pass. He'll lob it high into the air all the way out to center ice. He's saying foul, will track it down first. Along the near boards, trying to cut with it on his forehand, takes it below the goal line, around the net, slides a pass that's deflected, bounces back to the blue line. Kerr had to spin around to try to get control of it. Luckily for the Badgers, a breakout pass wasn't clean to Cage Sturzer, and it allows the Badgers to regroup. Kerr takes a hit from behind from Sturzer. Along the near boards, the puck goes. They try to get it out of the zone. DeSaint Fall will finally wrist it to center ice, and Caulfield will be the first one to it. Nobody with him, however, but Caulfield cuts to the middle. His wrist shot right on. Pants it!
Oh, Lord.
Oh, and the rebound hit the defenseman up front for Lindenwood and almost went in the back of the net. Mitch Allred was coming back on the back check.
Brock would have taken it.
Yeah, he would have indeed. No shot is a bad shot, and that's an example there. Malmquist just gets it in over the line, then plays it deep. Stramel on the forecheck after Malmquist heads off to the bench. His pass comes right up front. Couldn't be controlled by Gorniak, and that allows Lyndon Price to get it out to center ice. He's got the goal for the visitors here tonight that gave them a 1-0 lead in that first period before the Badgers regrouped and scored two of their own to claim this 2-1 advantage. Gorniak at center ice. A pass for Stramel inside the line. Stramel peels away from the pressure, gets it off to LeMaster. Long wrist shot from inside the blue line goes over top of the net. Gorniak was dumped down to the ice up front. Drew Kuzma will play it off the boards for the Lions and back into the Badger end. His fellow number 7 counterpart, Vorlicki, gets it out to center. Kuzma disrupts that, and Lindenwood comes back on the attack. A wrist shot from the high slot. Looks like it caught just the edge of the post. Could hear a light tap of it, and it was Drew Gagnon again. Vorlicki on the attack for the Badgers. In over the line, slides a backhand pass towards the middle. Doesn't find a friendly home. LeMaster pinching in, gets it down to Lucius. Lucius bumped from behind. Being watched closely, Lucius will take it down low. Kuzma was right there with him.
Going to get a penalty against Lindenwood.
A delayed call as the pass comes back and bounces around out to center ice. Kyle McClellan gets over the Badger bench for the extra attacker. Lucius in over the line. His centering pass hits Anderson in the skate. And that will bring the whistle, and the Badgers will get a quartz power play, their second of the evening.
Not 100% sure what the call is. It probably will be an interference. It was on the play behind the net. Badger forward holding. Okay, so he held him instead of interfered with him. Same difference as far as I'm concerned. Regardless, it puts the Badgers on the power play with 13:52 left here in the second. To get a power play goal would be a big-time bonus tonight.
Brock Caulfield, who's got two-man advantage tally so far this season, will take the faceoff for the Badgers. They were unable to convert on their power play in the first period, but did throw three shots on net. Bantle out there along with DeSaint Fall. They pull it to the near boards. Bantle is tied up, but steers it back to Jugnot. Jugnot tries to get away from a check. Puck right on the blue line. Kuhlemans keeps it in. Gets it to DeSaint Fall near side, top of the circle. Puts on the brakes. Back to Kuhlemans just inside the blue line. Back to DeSaint Fall on the near side. He plays catch with Kuhlemans. He'll swing it to Jugnot on the far side. Wrist shot through traffic. Rebound was loosened. That was steered just off the side of the cage by Caulfield. Kuhlemans has control of it just inside the blue line. Gets it off to Jugnot. Top of the circle. His wrist shot whistles wide in the net and around the boards. DeSaint Fall collects it. Gets a pass to Bantle. Gives it to Kuhlemans. Top of the near circle. Fakes the shot. Spins away from trouble. Back up top. DeSaint Fall fakes the shot. One times it over to Jugnot. Jugnot back to DeSaint Fall, who was cutting to his right. That one was too far for him, and it'll go all the way down the ice and back into the Badger zone. McClellan plays it ahead for DeSaint Fall. Leaves it for Kuhlemans. His pass bounces off a skate. DeSaint Fall gets it to Bantle. Bantle tries to stuff it home, and he's denied as he cut out from the near post. A long wrist shot from the point by Jugnot. Hits something out front, one of the skates, and it goes wide of the net. Jugnot has it now. Looking for an opening. Gets it off to Kuhlemans. Far circle. Through the slot to DeSaint Fall. Had a man out front in Bantle. He was thinking of trying to pass it to him instead. That hit the skate of the defender out front. That being Kiernan Grushinski and out of play.
Pretty good intense pressure. Good puck movement. Real good puck movement. One errant pass by Jugnot was the one situation where they ended up having to come back out of the zone and regroup, but a great play by McClellan to just pump it up to DeSaint Fall and Badgers were back in business.
Mentioned during the Lindenwood power play how they're one of the best in college hockey. Not so on the penalty kill. Came into the weekend 55th in the NCAA. Just over 75% success rate. Lucius, top of the near circle, tries to slide a pass through the slot. That hit a skate, but Erdahl will collect it on the far boards. Keeps it in, gets it to Stramel, plays it back off of Erdahl's stick to Dexheimer. Dexheimer slides it down to Erdahl. He'll snap it cross ice to Lucius at the near point. Lucius gets it down low, stops at the goal line, slides it back inside the blue line to Dexheimer. His wrist shot right on. Stramel was there looking for a rebound, but none was coming as Trent Burnham made the save, and then a little extra swat there by Stramel brings a little meeting in front of the net.
Yeah, there was kind of a void if you look at it. Stramel's all by himself, and if the goaltender doesn't make that save or there's any rebound, both the defensemen had split to their opposite sides, and so it was a good shot. Just keep it on the ice, young man.
I mentioned the Lindenwood penalty kill unit not having great success statistically, but true to their nature of being aggressive, they do have three shorthanded goals this season to put